One of the hardest things for me to come to an understanding of was that God loves me. Me. I could understand how he loves the world. I could understand how he loved my mother. What a godly, wonderful lady she is. God bless her. I could understand how he loved my dad, but how he could love me. Because I knew myself. I knew my attitudes. I knew all of my sins. But there came a point where I understood that God loves me, and he had forgiveness for me. And he had his Holy Spirit, that he was going to empower me and enable me to live the life that he wanted me to live and to do the things he wanted me to do. And that without his grace, I had neither forgiveness of sins nor the Holy Spirit. When the Apostle Peter finished preaching his sermon on the day of Pentecost and his testimony about Jesus Christ, this is what it says in the second chapter of Acts, verse 37. Now when they had heard this sermon, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brothers, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. I feel like the Apostle Peter sometimes. Before God really did his work in me, there was no power in what I said because I did not have the Holy Spirit guiding them and taking them from the ears of people to their souls. I did not have the courage to speak and to proclaim Jesus Christ. I could not improve my own character. None of this could be done. But when God takes over and the Holy Spirit takes over in our lives and we yield ourselves to that Spirit, then all those things that God wants of us are possible. All things that he exhorts us to in his word, in the Bible, are possible in our lives because God loves us and he's given us of his Spirit, and he disciplines us and he teaches us through his Spirit so that we might share in his holiness. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you. Thank you again for the Holy Spirit. I'm nothing without you. Today, Lord, I want to be filled with the Spirit today so that I may walk among the people of this world with hope for everyone, living by the commands of Jesus, having the integrity that your presence gives to me in my life, and the boldness to speak about the good news in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.